Joining us right now on the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. Tucker, how we doing?
Awesome. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. And it's good to have you on today. The Patriots took a tough loss against the Rams, a winnable game. A lot is being made of the coaching job that Gerard Mayo did in that game. A lot of people, including us, think he was a little too conservative. We haven't really talked to you much about the job Mayo's doing and how he's brought this team along this year. What would you grade Mayo through 11 weeks as his job coaching this team?
B plus, maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'd say B plus. I think he's doing a pretty good job. I mean, listen, they are competitive now. There was a time, there was a stretch there where he wasn't. It's funny because it would have been an A the first couple weeks. Then it dropped down to a C for after that. I feel like it's kind of stabilized in the B plus area. You know, on the one hand, those guys are playing really hard for him, and they've been competitive in how many games straight now, which is a really good sign for a team whose roster is one of the worst in the NFL and has a rookie quarterback. The flip side is, though, like, they should have won that game or at least covered the 4.5 for me on the Even Money Betting podcast. But, like, these mistakes are what drive me crazy. Now, like, there's nothing Mayo can do about the drops, but it's just crazy to think about what Drake May's numbers would have been if there weren't for drops. But it's like the penalties. I mean, Polk with the false start on 4th and 1, you know, you have an illegal formation. Those are the things that on some level I do put on Mayo a little bit. That are frustrating, very, very frustrating. I just can't believe how good Drake May is and or how well he's playing. It's the rest of the team that's letting him down. He's, like, carrying them for a guy that they didn't even want to put in the game, like, 5 weeks ago. They didn't want to put him out there, and now he's the one carrying the team to competitiveness.
So that leads me into my question, because I'm a huge Drake May guy. I wanted them to draft him as of like last December, and he has been as good as I had hoped. But I'm a little surprised at the national sort of universal adulation thrown his way by everybody for a guy who really isn't winning, kind of turns the ball over every week, kind of turns the ball over with the game on the line in multiple occasions. It almost feels unprecedented. It's one thing to look at Jaden Daniels winning games and everybody loves him. Everybody loves Drake May, and he's not winning and he's not taking care of the football. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me, because everybody knows how bad it was when Brissett was still in there. Whatever those games were, games 3 through 6 or something like that.
Yep.
So we saw it. You know, like we saw what it looked like with a veteran backup quarterback and how bad it was. And I also think it's like Drake May, okay, is like the movie we all wanted to watch, but they made us wait to watch it. But we didn't really have high expectations for it. We thought it would be okay at best, and it turns out it's good. So if you were waiting for an okay movie and you finally watch it and it's actually good, you think it's better than it probably really is. I think there's some truth to that. I really do. I think expectations are a lot in life. Mm. There's nothing worse than people telling you, it's the greatest show ever. You got to watch it with your wife, dude. And then you're like, yes, it's pretty good. Like, but it's not that great. Whereas if you like stumble upon something, you're like, oh my gosh, this show's awesome. When there's no expectations are a lot. Expectations make a huge difference in life. And I think the expectations for Drake May were so low that he's exceeding them by a lot, which is part of what changes people's opinions and the narratives.
We're talking to Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. He's brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Ross, I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a report all week. Burt Breer had it last weekend. Tommy Curran confirmed it on our airwaves here that the Crafts were looking for outside help, perhaps, or just calling around asking for help on the development and treatment of Drake May. It's been something that's been discussed a lot here over the course of the week. What do you think about ownership doing that, and how do you think that May's progression has been going here under the watch of Gerard Mayo and Alex Van Pelt?
So I don't know what that means. What does it mean they're calling around to do what?
Basically, the idea was, and from the report, it was that they don't want to make the same mistakes that they made with Mac Jones, and that they're calling for advice. Now, we didn't get who they were calling, but that they're calling for advice on how to bring along and develop a rookie quarterback. Just, you know, basic ideas, things like that. It was called by some people due diligence. Other people thought maybe they were undermining the current staff that's here right now. What are your sort of thoughts on that whole idea?
That is interesting. I had not seen that from Albert Breer, who, by the way, was my guest today on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Got to ask him about it.
Definitely could have said that today. Give me a little bit of a heads up. That would have been a nice thing to have on the show today. Thank you, Albert, if you're listening, driving around Boston. You know, I don't know, guys. I guess I could go either way there. I'm a big believer in due diligence, so it's hard for me to ever be critical of someone doing their due diligence. I can see how maybe the current coaching staff and or front office wouldn't love that. Like, that wouldn't make them feel great. But what I would tell those guys is, you know, if you continue to show progress as a team and individually with Drake May, you don't have anything to worry about. You know, like, just do prove it with how you perform and how Drake performs under your tutelage, and you don't have to worry about, you know, losing your job or them bringing somebody else in.
So, Ross, reality is that we're about in draft prep season here in New England because people are following the draft pick. You and I debated the value of a draft pick versus winning games. So I probably know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyways, based on your background. Just in a purely philosophical world, if you could give Drake May for next year an elite left tackle or an elite wide receiver, which would you give him?
It's a really good question.
Do you have a really good answer?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. You know, I think it's receiver. I think it's receiver. I'll tell you why.
Wow. Upset. That's an upset.
The lineman picked a receiver.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's go back, okay? Let's go back a few years, and let's pretend we're the Cincinnati Bengals. And we're on the clock, and we can either take Ja'Marr Chase or Penei Sewell.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people said Sewell. Some people said Chase. They're both fantastic players. You would obviously love to have either. It's hard for me to argue that Penei Sewell has a greater impact on wins and losses than Ja'Marr Chase. Really hard to argue. And I think where I come down on it is, let's say elite receiver and average left tackle, you're going to have more production than average receiver and elite left tackle. You know, what you don't want is below average left tackle. So while it would be nice to have an elite player at that position, I'd rather have an elite receiver and believe I can get by with an average left tackle.
I know it pained you to say that, Russ.
Maybe it does pain me to say it, but
I can hear the pain in your voice.
This is why you guys bring me on every week, because I am an elite analyst that tells you guys the truth, because you need to know the truth, and the answer is receiver. It is.
All right, that is elite analyst Ross Tucker joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Tucker, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.